والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق العجل ثم الصلاة على المختار في الاهتدام. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلِّ وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي رغبة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاه عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والحكم. روح الفدا بقدر انت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته بكل قوم من الاحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله ولتنذر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله ان الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فانساهم انفسهم اولئك هم الفاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam made dua to Allah Ta'ala with Ya Allah, show me the worst person in my ummah, the biggest sinner in my ummah. Allah said, O Musa, when you go out in the morning, the first person your eyes fall upon is the worst person in your ummah. When Musa alayhi salam went out, he saw a person walking with his 2-year-old child on his shoulder, and he was going. So he thought, this is the worst person in the ummah, the biggest sinner. The day passed and he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, show me the best person in the ummah, the most pious, the most righteous person. And Allah said, O Musa, after Maghrib, after sunset, when you go out, the first person your eyes fall on is the most pious, the best person in the ummah. And when Musa alayhi salam went out, he sees the same person. So now he's confused. So in the morning, 2 hours ago, he was the worst person in the ummah, the biggest sinner. And now he's the best person in the ummah. So Musa alayhi salatu wa salam turned to Allah Ta'ala, I don't understand this. Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa, when this person was going out to his little child, 2-year-old boy, to the jungle he had gone, to that firewood, whatever it was, then when he went to the jungle, huge jungle, and the small children, especially 2 years, when they blabber so much, they can't stop talking. But that is the learning process. When they ask a question, that is the learning process. And we must not deprive the children. Today, unfortunately, a mother has got no contact with the child, even right from birth. One time we were traveling in Malawi, and on the side of the road we saw a note that there is a Montessori daycare center and we take your child as soon as the child is born. So the mother got no contact. Mother was doing work, do all her things, and the child is taken care of by somebody else. That should not be the case at all. And in fact, this mashallah is Ahmed. Muhammad. He read Quran Sharif, so young boy. His feet were touching the ground, so small. But mashallah, he read so beautifully, so wonderfully he read. And reminds me once, many years ago, we were in Delhi, and there was a masjid, and the masjid was full, and most were ulama and mukhtar. And a young 8-year-old boy, he read Quran Sharif, and he read with confidence and correctly, and tajweed everything perfect. And to read in front of so many ulama, mukhtar is not easy. Afterwards, I asked his father, "What do you think? How can your child and my domestic illness?" So he thought for a little while, and he told me that when my mother, his mother, the boy's mother, when she conceived him, then she should read every day 15 Sipharas Quran. So the effect of that before the child was born of him, his tarbiyat and his ta'aleem was taking place of him. This is how we must be, our mothers, and this starts before that. And it starts all the time before and before. When we get married, unfortunately today our system is that we have to go for a honeymoon and we go to the filthy, dirty places, all the resort. And then it is shiny and clean, the resort is shining. But in those places the worst gunas take place. One time in Pakistan, Mali is a hill station, that's our resort. So a person went there and to the resort. So when he checked in at the station counter, then the lady who was there, she was like used to everything. She took his credit card and she didn't even have to ask him any questions, she knew. So he came with his wife for a honeymoon. So then his wife asked this girl, that how come you know all these details, everything you know? He said, "He comes every month for honeymoon." He comes with a different woman every month, he comes for honeymoon. I know all his details of it. So maybe he was a Shia, making Nisa. One month married the other with all different women. So any case, so those places, the world's gunas take place. All the adultery, all, and now even work, homosexuality, lesbianism, and we went. Once you make our nikah, which is a ibadah, half of our iman, our nikah, and we can consummate it in such a way. So what perfect can we get? So we start, or before that already, the first night, we should learn about our how to consummate the nikah. What is the nikah? Then it comes in the, we're not learning from the English point of view, the Western has their way of how you must make love to your wife, how you must treat her. Islam is a complete religion. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, anhu says, "Jami'u ulum fil Quran." All knowledge is in the Quran. Whether it is of our deen, of our akhirah, of our dunya, all the knowledge is in the Quran. Walaki tatatara faqamun nas. The people's mind can't reach there. Otherwise, everything. And to have a perfect marriage is in the Quran, should be full. Allah has explained it also. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما قسم الله بعضهم على بعض. That men, and they are given them preference, they are the imams and the leaders. So amongst the many things, when nikah takes place, the first night when you consummate the marriage, the first thing is the man must make 2 rakats namaz with his wife behind him, following him, jamaat namaz, nafal namaz, he must make. The man in there is a clear indication for the woman that my husband, he is my imam of life. And when he will make ruku, I will make ruku. When he will make sajda, I will make. So my whole life I must follow him. And there is no obedience for the husband at such condition. As long as he is obedient to Allah, he makes his namaz correctly. He doesn't make first sajda and then ruku and then qiyam. No, he makes his namaz properly, she will follow him in everything. So this is a lesson from the start that the husband will be the leader, he is the imam. The wife will be the follower, she will be the muqtadi. And she will follow him in all the matters of deen, that is making his namaz correctly. The whole life she will follow. And if she has to give a command against Sharia, he tells her anything, then there is no obedience to that. As long as he is obedient to the Allah's command, she must follow him. So that is the first lesson that they learn. After that, make dua. And that is the time to make dua. And after that, with another dua also, you take your palm and you put it on the forehead of your wife. Now she's halal for you to marry her. You alone. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayriha wa khayra ma fiha wa khayra ma jabibta alayha hulka ma fa. Oh Allah, ask for all the goodness in her. And all the goodness inside her. And all the goodness you have made that will be birthed upon her. That is how we should start our Islam. And if we do it in that way, now after that she's your wife, you embrace her, give her whatever has, the whole night is yours. Okay? But start it in the right way. Now today normally we start it in the wrong way. And now the first 9 months is not honeymoon inside. Okay? From the start, you must now prepare the mind of your and the nature of your life. And make her get deen in her life. Even if she did not have deen as you married. But now you make that effort. By the time she gets her first child, roughly, more or less after 9 months, now she's a trained educator, teacher of her children. Now she will know how to bring up the children. And the mother of the child, the most critical contact is with the mother. And it should be from with the mother. It is also really natural. And then it must be also physically and practically. Not leave the child in a daycare center. Not leave the child in the home with a maid, with a caretaker. No, the mother is her duty. And the great nobody is an unpaid job, which is the most valuable job. A paid job is a paid job. You're just doing it for the money, your heart is not in that job. It's just a matter of money coming in your hand. And the mother who is doing an unpaid job, she is doing that job with her heart. And how she can train the children, all the women of the world together cannot train her children, is how she was doing it. And the paradox and the irony of the thing is, she will go to a day center to look other people's children. And her children will be left to somebody else to be looked after. Her children are her children. She must look after her children. Why must she go and look after other people's children and other people must look after her children? And all a paid job. Neither is she doing the job with any feeling, neither are the women who are looking after her children doing it with any feeling. So that is how it must be. So if at 9 months we train the mother in that way, no matter what her background, what it was, we had 9 months to do that. And then the mother will be a mother. Otherwise, what we have is today, that the mother, the child is born less than 3 weeks even. She put the child in front of the big screen, the plasma, we call it, big screen. And what is the child watching there? Comic strips, cartoons. So that is what will come in the child. The child's mind, not so long ago, one lady called one of the ladies who was with us, that my child, 3-year-old child, screaming his head off, got no chair, no feet whatsoever, please come and help. When they, what was the problem? I took the child's cell phone away. The child was so used to the cell phone, he was not prepared to stay 1 second without the cell phone. And at 3 years already, the child knows all how to operate that cell phone. What to do, what not to do. So that is not the case. That should not be about the mother, about how a mother brings up a child. So, and that is after, that is 3 years, but within already a week, 2 weeks, today our condition is such that if our little child, boy, girl, if it's a girl, she's about 2-3 weeks old, and just out of our, we must make ourselves happy. We put a burqa out for the little girl. And perhaps you put a little niqab also on. She doesn't need it, she's still a small child. But the good, pious people of the family will say, from now already you put in burqa, from now already you put in the niqab, and if it's a boy, you put a kurta on, you put a imama on, you feel nice, you look there, you feel happy that child is dressed so nicely. But there are the good people who say, from now already, Amriti Buduk Banavi Rakha, Amriti Duri Jekjivi Banavi Rakha. Already we passed that comment, but put on Western clothes, a semi-nude picture on the child, all the other things, wrong things, and we say, oh, how cute the child is. where our direction is gone completely wrong. And we should be happy when we see Islamic ethos, Islamic character, Islamic identification, a movement. And so the mother must be playing the first language with the husband's work. But we don't do that. We are just out to satisfy our lust in that time. Then what is the result? Then you have mothers like this. But if you prepare the mother, then when the child comes, she will take care. Kullukum ra'in. All of you are shepherds. كلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Each one will be asked about his herd. The father is in charge of the house. The mother is in charge of the house affairs and the family, the children, and in everything. And also, a mother is not only responsible to see that she gives clothing to the children, food to the children, and other things. More, much more than that, she must bring the first thing, Iman, into the child. And the gift of Iman and the gift of knowledge, the greatest knowledge she must impart to the child is Ra'sul Ilm, Ma'rifatullah. The king of all knowledge is the Ma'rifat recognition of Allah. Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa Qalanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, should mention many times in his bayan that his mother spoke so much about Qiyamah to him that one day he was a 3-year-old child, he fell off the gate. When he fell off, he started to say, Qiyamah, he thought Qiyamah came when he fell off. And so much he was in dream. So like that, our children, what thought of Qiyamah comes? What thought of being of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the Sahaba, the great Sahabiya, the great beauty, honesty, modesty of the Khadija will be about Allah. But for our children, 3-4 years, they know the magazine. And that naked woman is the front page of the magazine. And she is being given publicity there. And we don't see the modesty and honor that was given to Khadija in the Quran, that was given to Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, in the Quran. Those things don't have value for us. If the people of the world, they go mad over those magazines and the front page, and that woman naked in there in the front page, then don't worry about that. You look at the honor of modesty which Allah has kept in the Quran. For the woman in the Quran, for Hazrat Khadija, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Asiya, or Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, what their great position is. That is what we must cherish, and that is what we must work for. For the first 9 months is that. So anyway, when the child reaches through, the child asks many questions. So this little child on the shoulder of that man was asking questions when he saw the huge mountain. He asked his father, is there something more bigger, greater than this mountain, or this jungle mountain? Small child never saw a mountain, a jungle so big. Father said, yes, my child, the Eve, it is the mountain. The mountains have the rocks in there. And all the weights are much more mightier, heavier, greater than this jungle mountain. The child asked, and this is continuously they ask for everything. If we ask them a question, they say, because. And there's a few, you can't ask them more. Everything is because. But they ask us and they want questions, answers. And we must give them the answers. We must be trained. We are not fathers just in the physical sense of the word. We have to be fathers with the real sense of the word, that we are mature, we are educated, we are mu'min, we are Muslim. That is what it is about. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't die, but in the condition that you are a Muslim, that you have surrendered fully to Allah. That is, by the time you die, you have surrendered yourself fully to Allah. The tafweed is a position to surrender one to all the matters. Good conditions come, don't itrana nahi, don't boast about it. Difficult conditions come, ghabrana nahi, don't become despondent and brute. Oh, in all conditions, it's from Allah. And Allah knows this difficulty, but I don't know how many more worse problems there were, Allah saved me from them. And He has put me in this problem. One king who loved his hunting and was passionate about his hunting. And he always used to go with his chief minister for hunting. From one hunting club they went, they planned and they just started this work, and the king got cut by club. And just when you cut, and the pain is just when you just get cut, that is gone. There's a terrible pain. And the minister has a habit of saying for everything, jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is good. So in other words, he was saying, good, this happened to you. The king is a king. He thinks like a king. He became very angry. I got hurt. It's burning. It's painful. And you say, very good happened. So he ordered immediately put him in jail. 3 days jail sentence. So again he said, as it was his habit, jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is for the best. So anyway, he went to jail. The king went on his hunting trip. He went beyond his borders, and there were cannibals, man-eaters who eat man alive. They caught the king, and it is in their land, and they were going to eat him alive. They don't know he's a king and all this. He's one person, and they were going to eat him alive. But then they also had some masala that we got for Qurban. Then the animal, the tail must be right, the ears must be right, or we got rules. So they also had rules. One of their rules was that there must be no defect in the person. When they checked up, they said, oh, he's got a cut. So he's not good, you can't eat. So they set him free. Then he realized, my one little cut, my life got saved. If I didn't have that cut, he should have eaten me alive. What should happen? He came back home, and now that he realized, he put the minister, brought him out of jail, raised after three. So now I understand what you told. You said, you are Allah kata, so achha kata. Really, it was good, just the one small cut, and my life, and this will get better, 6 weeks, whatever, 2 months, and then it will be better. But my life should have gone, and they should eat me out of life. What should be my condition? But he said, when I put you in jail, you also said, you are Allah kata, so achha kata. What Allah does is good. What was good in you going to jail? He said, Baasha Salamat, you know that we never separate. We are true, always we are together. Where you are, I am. Where I am, you are. But you ordered me to be separated. You put me in jail. You went. You got saved because you had a cut. If I was with you, when they caught you, they should have caught me. You should have got saved, but they should eat me. Now 3 days I came in jail, my life got saved. So jo Allah karta hai, to achha karta hai. So with me, I am one of the Ashrafi Ali Rahmatullah Ali say that I also go through the different responding things in life, things that the way you say, the fact you go like going in a depression out. But I do two things. The one is I need to understand this what has happened, it could be even worse. Allah saved me, just gave me this life thing. The other thing, that it is from Allah, and Allah knows that. And I surrender to Allah. He said, immediately I come out of it. We, something goes wrong in our life, oh, now we're sitting gloomy, now there, now we're taking fault out in other people. They did this, they fought that. Just so easy. Surrender, that we is a great, great thing. So anyway, so the vouchers, he said, are more greater than the Shankarpur. So I asked, anything more greater than the vouchers also? He said, yes, the sky. And the sky is a solid object. Not what we learn in science, whether at school or anywhere, that the sky, is nothing. It's just the limit of our gaze, somewhere we can see. And it looks blue, very thick, because of the water of the sea is blue. So they say it's got its color from there. That's totally wrong. From here also we should understand another great point. What we are taught, another great point, which we have received in great view. And we also speak it as an accepted truth and fact, that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. We all say that. Anything we think, seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. Whereas the reality is, hearing is believing, and seeing is deceiving. For example, we see, I eat food, my stomach gets full. That is, the food doesn't fill our stomach. How many times we eat so much, and we say, I think, I forgot to say, Bismillah today. I don't know what's wrong, just eating and eating, my stomach's not getting full. We sleep, sometimes you have a short sleep and you are fresh. Sometimes you have a long sleep and you are more groggy. And your mind is all fogged. hey, it's not a snake, it's Allah. When Allah wants you, with no food also, He keeps you well. And when Allah wants you with food also, and not that food won't also, not that it won't fill your stomach, sickness can come from this. Allah Akbar. One, not so long ago, one certain young boy went in Jamaat. In Jamaat there was a doctor also. So he asked the doctor, "Doctor, what's the secret of good health?" The doctor said, "Don't get sick." He said, "That's not in our point. It just comes from Allah's side." So he caught his hand, the doctor made him sit down. He said, "Whenever you eat, you drink, cup of water, anything, say Bismillah. Bismillah amongst many, many, many other virtues, two things immediately. All the harm is cancelled and all the goodness comes." So he said, "When you read Bismillah, no harm can come to you, and all the goodness will come." And when a person eats food, when it comes to the throat, that food asks Allah, does it become a source of health for this person, or a source of illness and disease for this person? So if you read Bismillah, it will be a source of goodness for you. And we didn't read, and if Allah decreed, then the food that we ate, that we thought we would fill our stomach, the same food is the cause of our disease now. And we become sick of that food. So it is in Allah's hand. Then, further, the first of the child, the young boy, he said that, "What a big alim this is." So the doctor said, "I'm no big alim, I'm a doctor, medical doctor." And he said, "Come here, let me tell you something else. Whenever you sit to eat, especially as in Jamaat, when we don't have our food normal times in Jamaat or different times, whenever you sit to eat, no matter how hungry you are, or no matter how tempting that food is, you don't eat that. Let somebody else eat. By doing that, that will be your sadaqah, you are doing. And sadaqah will give every day. So important to give sadaqah. Even if you give a piece of a khajur as sadaqah, 50 cents also. Give how much you can. Every day you should give sadaqah. So that you just, this is also your sadaqah. That you don't start eating. And by sadaqah, all harm is removed from that person. And only good comes to you." Then he asked him, "Now tell me, even if that you don't get sick, it's in your control." He said, "How weak are you?" And Allah Akbar. Mawlana Muhammad Iyad Shah Rahmatullah Ali said that the non-Muslims, even if they don't accept Islam, that they practice on Sunnah, what they are looking for in life, peace of mind, contentment of heart, 100% they will get it. Even in their direction of looking for it in dunya, it isn't in dunya, so how can they get it? One person, a very poor person, but he had one gold coin, by virtue of which he's not a poor person, but he had nothing else, poor, living in a tent shanty in a little hut, no electricity, nothing, no water, no toilet, he lost his gold coin. So he went out on the street where there was a bright light, the street lamppost, and he started looking for his gold coin. Looking and parishan and disturbed, and you can see that somebody, how he can see on the street, the person is uneasy. A friend came by, "What's wrong, sir?" He said, "I lost my gold coin." He knew 2:54 and only that one asset in his life, that also he lost. He said, "Let me help you." He started looking for it. And as normal, after that, "Where you lost it?" He said, "I lost it in my pension." I said, "Why are you looking for it yet?" He said, "Because there's a bright light where it isn't. You can look for it there till the cows go home. You won't find it there when it isn't. If you go to the pension and you like one next thing, or he hasn't got that, just with his hand removed it away, not hopefully you'll find it. We lost our honor and Izzah by giving up Islam. And we are looking for it in university degrees. We are looking for it in resorts, big houses, sprawling lawns, sparkling pools, swimming pools. We're looking for it there." So Ibn Umar Rahimahullah Ta'ala Anhu announced for the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah, "Nahnu qawmun a'azzana Allahu bi Islam." We are a nation whom Allah has given honor in Islam. And we can only have our honor when we practice Islam. And Islam is in our hands. Only then can we have honor. And not only the statement of Hazrat Umar, 1200 years of the Khilafat of the Ummah proved it. The Ummah ruled. When the Ummah was in that condition, Islam was in that. When the crowns of the kings of Persia and Rome, the superpowers of them, the crowns of all the pearls and jewels and all the wealth fell at the feet of the Sahaba. And the Sahaba had no value. They did not regard it as anything. The queen and the princesses of the kingdoms of Persia and Rome became the slave women of the Sahaba. They did not even have to pay mehr for it. They became the slave women. They did not have to purchase them. They got them in booty, free of charge. When Muslims practiced Islam, Allah made them the rulers and leaders of the world. But when we now, we are in miserable Islam, we hate Islam. We are looking for our honor in things besides Islam. This university degree, a Western lifestyle, freedom, liberalism, all these things we are looking at, Allah will do this. And that is our condition. The amount of money Muslims have got, plenty in the world. And collectively, by crookery, they took out all the Arab money. Saudi Arabia was a country, there was no tax in that country. They didn't need money, they were a surplus of money. They are in debt to it. And with the banking system, they brought to them. And they took out all their money, all the Gulf states, but for the oil-rich countries, instead of having the oil, which is the life wire of the world, without oil, without diesel, without petrol, without kerosene, the world will come to a dead stop. And that's okay. Allah gave it in the hand of the Muslims. In spite of that, Muslims got no say in the world. It can be any Gulf state leader, any Arab country, Muslims in the world who listens to. And we have brought it upon ourselves. We became their slaves. So anyway, diverting quite a bit from my subject. So, this little child said, the mountain, the sky, here, with regard to the sky, one important point, and about the seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. One atheist professor at school, university, he told his students, and he founded on this principle, that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. And he explained it in detail. So one young Muslim boy stood up and he said, sir, you got no brain. You couldn't accept that. A small boy telling me, I'm the prophet, I'm the teacher, and he's telling me you got no brain. Say, what makes you say that? How dare you say such a thing? How can you say that? He said, sir, I don't see your brain. And according to your half an hour of bayan, you're saying that what you're seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. You're telling me I'm hearing you got brain. But I don't see your brain, so you got no brain. Therefore, he said that he suffered, humiliated, and disgraced with the non-believer. And not only that, how many times? One professor told the class that the Quran Sharif has got a language wise, it's got a mistake. It's weak in its language, use of language. Because the Quran Sharif says, وَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah hasn't made for any rajul, a man, true heart in his inside. In Italy, for no man has Allah made true heart. Why did the Quran say rajul specified? For no one, even a woman hasn't got true heart. So the Quran Sharif should have said, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِأَيِّ أَحَلِ لِأَيِّ إِمْرَيْنِ. For anyone, Allah hasn't made true heart inside. Why did the Quran specify for a man? This is not right of the Quran. It's a language mistake, false here. So a young boy stood up and said, sir, when a woman, a mother, has got a child, she has conceived a child, then she's got two hearts here. Her heart and the child's heart. And if she's got two, she's got three hearts. And if she's got quarter of it, she's got five hearts in her. Then Prabhu Hekar was in Kapha. He was completely humiliated and disgraced. The Quran Sharif has got everything. Not so long ago, in America, in a maternity home, two women gave birth to two children, one a boy, one a girl. And whatever happens, it doesn't usually happen. And especially America, which the geographic, they are so particular and so advanced. But whatever happened, they got mixed up. Who does the boy belong to and who does the girl belong to? So they got an American doctor and an Egyptian doctor there. So the American doctor told the Egyptian doctor, "You always tell me your Quran has got the solution to all problems. Now solve our problem, we will lose our job, we will get fired. What a big mistake we made." You say, as soon as the talent form, they put on that whatever on the hand and identification properly. So now we mix up the future. We don't know who the boy belongs to, who the girl belongs to. We go to the disciplinary action, hearing action. We're going to say, big problems we have got. So he said, just here now you tell me the Quran, we made a big mistake, blunder here. Now he said, but you always get all the solutions in the Quran. He said, okay, we contacted this ulama back home. He said, now this deen is something else, Quran teaches them this and that. But he said, for Quran is only, only in the highest, the Zakari Hitler Hadzim Ul Kayyim. That a man's share is double that of a thief. And that is also a whole subject that is the perfect thing. We think now we are brainwashed. And we think like the kuffar, that man and woman must get equal share. Not at all. This is the perfect system that man must get double of female. And inshallah, I want to put in a question about that. So anyway, he pondered and Allah put it in his heart. And this is what is required. Our learning at the Quran. Why don't you think? You don't think. Why? We don't do that. We just accept what every and anyone says, we just accept it. To this extent, that in Congress, now President, 8 o'clock at night, we make announcements. The way we huddled around the TV, the big devil's eye, the judge's eye. And whatever the President said, we forgot what Quran told us for 1400 years. We forgot what Hadith told us for 400 years. New Wahi, that Jibreel alayhi salam. And he brought new Wahi. And we followed that. We are told regularly that in Namaz, stand shoulder to shoulder. Was there anything? Your shoulders you must join in Namaz announcements. There now we follow the logically, just naturally, when you breathe out, you are breathing out carbon dioxide. When you breathe in, you are breathing in oxygen. Now there are so many people in the machine, confined place. But mashallah, enough place, the ceiling is so high, enough oxygen. We are all breathing out now. And Allah has made that in the middle of chimney, where the carbon dioxide is gone out. We, no one is breathing somebody else's carbon dioxide. And Allah has made it that the oxygen, we are all breathing in all the time. But with the mask, you are breathing out carbon dioxide into the mask, and you are breathing it in. And you are blocking the oxygen which Allah has made. Before you get corona to get you, you're killing yourself for it. With your own hands, put up your heart, up your power, shura marte. You are cutting off your legs yourself. So anyway, so he told that it is the weight that doubled of what the female said. So he pondered, he then went to the hospital, he told his American talk, I got the answer. Quran is given the answer. He said, take the breast milk of both women and analyze it in the laboratory. And 100% Abbas will found the same quantity of milk. One woman's milk has doubled the nutrients, doubled the vitamins compared to the other. So they saw clearly the Zakari Hitler. Where it was double, the boy belongs there. Where it was half, the girl belongs there. And a very similar case happened in the time of Hussein Ali. So we have got the Arabic 1400 years. When the king and the Arabs, they left to have made, they didn't want to have children. So the king came to them, to Hussein Ali. So he told the same thing, take the breast milk of both mothers. Who were arguing, the one who knew, he said, the girl belonged to her, but she was trying to, she wants the boy.
So that when you take that, you say, take that red mud, same quantity, and weight on its stake. And above they found the same quantity of milk of the one woman weighed double the amount of the other guy, the same quantity. So when it was double, that was where the point belonged. So this is how Quran Sharif has got all the wrong. So anyway, so the sky is not the limit of our vision and our gaze. It's a solid object. Miraj, when the Nabi Salatu was announced, every sky, seven sky, Jibreel Ali Islam had to take permission. And he asked, who is with you? He said, Muhammad. He said, yes, we have got orders that you must only open for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the sky, that is the answer. He said, sky was so big. Then he asked, anything more bigger than the sky is so big? Then he said, yes, with a little sadness in his voice and guilt in his voice, like guna. My gunas are committed are worse than the seven skies. And this is another thing that if we can realize, that I am the worst, I am the biggest son. Today we all think that I am very good, all others are big sons. And we perhaps some of us will say, I am the worst sinner. But it's not in the heart, it's just on the tongue. One, the starting point of one's Islam, Maulana Shafali Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, that say to yourself every day, halme, presently, take your name, Abdul Hamid, sab musalman mein, to sabse bachar aur kamtar hai, of all the Muslims in the world, you are the worst, you are the biggest son. Take with your son, inshallah, it was the reality will come, and you will realize that. اور معاش اعتبار سے شاید موت اس پر سب جانور ہوئے اور سب کفار میں عبدالحمید کو سب سے بچر اور کم کر آئی ورڈ مور ورڈ دین کافی کو اینڈ مور ورڈ دین اینی ورڈ کو بریف ایکسپلینیشن از نیڈ لاٹ آف ٹائم ٹرائنگ اسپینڈ ٹائم وٹ علماء علماء ربانی نیڈ سو دیٹ دا ریئلٹی آف بینگ کین کم ان ٹو And this doesn't come by reading. It doesn't come by hearing online and by live streaming. It comes one on one. That is when it comes. So anyway, there is more quick explanation that I am the worst of all Muslims. I might think I'm making five times Namaz, making sugar, some little nothing, ibadat also. But there may be one quality in me, pride maybe, greed maybe. Maybe stinginess, you don't know which one, which Allah dislikes. Because of that, you got no value in the eyes of God. You know, many people, they got good quality. When you propose for a girl, and they tell you, this girl, this quality is very good, angel she. But before they say anything else, just first finish your heart is off this girl. You can buy a car, very good car. This quality, one owner's rider and the book of his service book, all everything, but that one but finish. So you can be the biggest guru, but one thing and you have got no value by that. And there can be the person who is the world, biggest son. In fact, one son, very big son. And we can say that only sins in his life, that he had great position by Allah. What was it? He was a shopkeeper. He should give loans to poor people. He shouldn't want, just give them loans. And anyone come with fake money, for the fake money, anyone come with fake money, he should accept. And he should say in his heart, Ya Allah, I got all fake amal money. Yes, I'm accepting that fake money, you accept my fake armor. So obviously the worst person, Sadhguru. So we don't know. So nobody on any account can say, I'm a big user, I'm a big Maulana, I'm a big wali of Allah. We don't know what. And the fear must be actually so. And as far as mort is concerned, nobody has given us a guarantee that our mort will come on Imma. For this reason, great Buddhists have written that those who are ulama and they are doing these work, the leaders of the community, if they can just realize that nobody has given us the guarantee our mortis will come on Imam. And the ordinary person who nobody takes notice of, that he doesn't come for namaz also. Nobody knows he exists also. But he has got some quality which Allah loves, and because of that, Allah forgives him. So at the time of an animal, they will be just turned into death, you know, Jahannam for it. No Jannah for them, no Jahannam. But if we have to die without Iman and go forever and ever to Jahannam, what will be our condition? So Allah Ta'ala, so this reality must come into us. So he said that my sons are so, then this little child asked, and what is there anything more bigger than your sins? He said, yes, but the spark is, and hopefully Allah's forgiveness and Allah's mercy. Allah said, when he said that, all these gunas I changed it into good things. And now, as many as gunas he made, I became so happy and Allah is absolute. And nobody can dictate to Allah. And no laws govern Allah Ta'ala. Allah is absolute. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. And nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. So I forgive him. And when Allah forgives, Allah says in the Quran, and the person that Bismillah min Ta'ala makes tawbah, he brings Iman. وعمل عملا صالحا and he does good things. So أولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. Allah changes all their wrong and evil deeds into good deeds. Our Shaykh Ahmad Al-Ali, our Shaykh Muhammad Al-Fatah, Rahmatullah Al-Ali said that in this world, if somebody forgives somebody, husband forgives wife forgives husband, boss forgives his worker, then the most you will do with great difficulty you will forgive. And this is another big thing for King Shaban just passed. One of the biggest ibadahs of Christian Shaban is to wake up family time. Almost every family, we've got family scholars. We've got fights in the family. We're not talking to that part of the family, that part. And this is so big enough that the punishment comes in this world and a person gets disgraced and humiliated in its own house because of this. And this good action of keeping family time is so valuable that in this world Allah gives you respect and honor. And Allah gives you perfect in everything. But unfortunately, this is the thing across the board that you have left. Every family has got problems, solidly family problems. And this is the thing which we want very big. And also we think I'm very fine. But for this that we have broken ties with the family, we got no value on it. So this is also very, very important. So anyway, this person, now he said, when Allah forgives, then Allah doesn't only forgive, but Allah gives great amount more in return. So much so, our Shaykh Ahmadiyyani says, if a person stole your business, he stole 20,000 rand, he got caught. He's going to lose his job, and if the person living hand to mouth, rented house, he has to pay his renter, he has to put food on the table, everything he has to do, and he's got no backup money, nothing, no bank account, nothing. What are you going to do? But you forgive him. The most you will do is okay, I do. You want me to go to store 20,000, I'm giving you 200,000. Who in the world will do that? And that is the only thing that when he forgives, now he gives you much more. As our Shaykh Nani says, you forgive somebody, nobody will say, now in return, I'm giving you 10 train stations over, and 15 farms over, and 20 blocks of flats over. That is immediately over what Allah will give you. What are 20 blocks of flats by now? What are 15 train stations? Nothing what Allah will give you. The greatest thing Allah will give you when you make sincere tawbah, peace of mind, contentment of heart. In your heart, you will feel that great contentment. One king who has everything at his disposal, rich, he is the king. What has this he got? Sitting in his palace, he sees on the pavement a poor man coming with a big amama brother. He loosened his amama up, made it a pillow, he took out some dry grain. Hard, dry bread, he chewed it, he ate it. He took out the cardboard carton, just water in it. No juice, no cold in it, water. He drank it. And before he put his head on his pillow, what he ate, no method there, no postulated method, no all this modern, what types of necklaces now, nothing of that, not a sheet also, just on the ground. And before it hit, reached that pillow which he made, he fell asleep. And snoring loudly, and there on the face, the cars are moving, the traffic is going, horse and car, the people are shouting, screaming, the pedestrians walking, all across, he is in a world of his own fast. The king sees this, the king said, if I can get 1 minute of such sleep, I've got this whole palace of mine, in my bedroom, soft music to lull me to sleep. I got a jama, automatic, the lights are bright, slowly, slowly they are dimming, so that I can fall, but no sleep coming to me. And yet, Shaho Kishiro me, our chef's beautiful form, in the head of the king, in the head of the king, Shaho Kishiro me, accept death Sahihita. They got headaches on it. Either because of the heavy crown they have to wear, or either because of their responsibilities all the time. Or ehle wafa ke deen hai, or ehle wafa ke deen hai, and the man of Allah in their heart, ek noor ka darya rehta, a river of noor is flowing in their heart. Where can the king ever come from? They may say the outward things which are just fooling things, we've got no reality. You can have tons of gold, but you can't eat that gold for your to satisfy your hunger. You can have tons of gold, you can't wear it to save you from the cold of winter. You can have tons of gold, that gold can't save you from the weather condition, can't give you a house. For that, you need heaven, where you give your money and you get food in return. You give your money and you get clothes in return. That will satisfy your needs. Having all the big bank balances. Today our money, if you want to take up your hotel rent, 100, 200 rand, no. And you'll see that it is just a paper, nothing else. Many of us will remember, it wasn't long ago, that on the note it was written, I promise to pay the bearer on demand, so much the equivalent in gold. Now that is not even written. If they want to nationalize the to the country, the government, they can bring one law tomorrow morning, all the 200 grand notes cancelled. All that, whatever you got tied up, there are people who got the whole house full of 200 grand notes. If the government cancels it, you can't make a stinger out of that 200 grand. It's got no value whatsoever. And if they want to, all our shops, we were in Mozambique some years ago, in Maputo, those days it was their Goa breakfast. After their Goa breakfast? No, at that time when they nationalized the whole country, everything. They say you came to our shop and we wanted to open it, the government associates were there, hand over the keys to us, from today the key is the shop in Austria. No more, 20 years, 50 years, 70 years, they just took it over. We were driving on the road, the hotel, big hotel, 10, 15 floors, they say this was our hotel, friendly hotel, and the government just came and took it over. On what are we basing our hopes? There's nothing in this world. After that is the reality, for that we work. So when he said that, Allah forgave it. So this is now, we are in a season. We are in a time where now the month of Ramadan is coming. The month of Sha'ban, and the 15th night of Sha'ban is the night of forgiveness. That we beg Allah for His forgiveness. We make dua from before, whether we should be making, and still we must be making, at least once a day, after every month, let us make this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa Sha'ban, wa ballighna Ramadan. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, and let us reach Ramadan. Rabbi Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was probably saying that the people, in the place which you could speak to them and ask them, what do you wish for? What would they say? 1 day of Ramadan. We will have, inshallah, Allah give us life. We will have 50 days of Ramadan, but how are we going to use it? Hey, how are we going to make it valuable? And when valuable time comes and we don't appreciate it, we make it more invaluable. is invaluable child, you didn't make value, it wasn't valuable. But valuable child, this is now valuable child. The month of Rajab is the beginning of this great auspicious season that is coming. Then in Rajab was Mi'raj of the Prophet. In Mi'raj, Namaz, how much of Namaz we are bringing to see to our life. And Namaz, even how many of us are not making Namaz? Those who are making, how many of us are regular, particular to make our Namaz with Jamaat in the masjid? How many of us care to make it with the Tiriya Ula? If I got it, I got it. If I did it, doesn't mean. But particular care and to make our Namaz as profit, and there's so much importance and necessity of correcting our Namaz. And before doing it, he said very beautifully, Jitni tum tumhari Namaz ko jaan-jaan banao. How much you will put life into your Namaz, itni tumhari zindagi shaan-jaan banegi. So much your life will become splendid, magnificent, brilliant your life will become. But our Namaz are like dead Namaz. When we start with Allahu Akbar, we don't think of Allah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Whole Namaz, we didn't think about Allah. Our forces of Namaz are really very deplorable. The outward forces which is keeping our control, we don't make it proper. So our Namaz is we should find is the month of Rajab. Then Shaban, the 15th of Shaban, the night of forgiveness, the night of salvation, the night when decisions are made for our coming year. Who is going to die? Who is going to live? Who will be going to hide for us? Who is going to get married? All decisions are made in the month of Shaban. And the highlight of it is the 15th. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to be in a fasting state. But when marriage is presented, Allah will have mercy and good decisions are made for us. So that, and then comes the great, great month of Ramadan. The first 10 days of the great mercy of Allah. And then forgiveness from Allah. And then emancipation and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. This great month, that in the last 10 nights, are the greatest night of the year. And Shabbat Adar, the night of power, is the greatest night of the year. And every moment of Ramadan is so valuable. In which one every nafar, the value of it becomes a farz. A farz becomes 70 times the value. So this is a nafar we must excel in our nafar jihad. Do it, our farz be very particular and do it perfectly. And then after that comes Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, and then the great month of Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj, the month of Qurban. The greatest 10 days of the year are the 10 days of Zulhijjah. The greatest day of the year is the Yom Arafah, the day of Arafah. All of this is coming to us. Let us take advantage of it. Let's not just waste it. Why our time away? This year, Allah says, these are the things that we must buy with one another. Not to have a big house. They bought a car like this, and now we must have. They bought a fridge like this, we must have a better fridge than that. All this is not at all. This is our necessity to first teach them. And then also, dunya things, that doesn't get done, don't be worried. These things, I must do that. I don't read my Yasin today. How can I live without Yasin? I haven't done my tilawat of Quran Sharif today. But how can I live? I had a bad fever, I had a cough, I was very occupied. I didn't do dunya things, that matter doesn't matter. But we will be particular, dunya things we must do. Our mean things, we just, our namaz, we just rush to our namaz. We need, we must give full preference to God. And this is the real season now. And during the season that Allah, spiritual season, the season that has come in the hadith, lillahi nafahat. Allah has got certain times when the breezes of Allah, rahmat blow, when hearts are inclined to ibadah. We all experience it. Sometimes without any effort, we are there for namaz. We are regular. Our heart is in namaz, in the masjid. And other times we just can't want to go to masjid. We are typical that. So we go breezes of Allah when they breathe. But the heart will do with the heart. Present yourself. Take full advantage. In our language, we will say, that dwelt in the air. And there are great gardens and great prophets to be made. This is what we are seeing. When there is left from Allah, to Allah is there. Allah is drawing us to Himself. Let us go to Allah. There are great gardens. In this land, one small amal has brought a stand has brought a million of a million grand during these times. It's got great, great value. Our small, small, lesser regarded, great value. And great gardens and great profits to be made. That this time when you sell, not only you make a profit of 100%, here you're making a profit of millions of percent, and even more. This is time to let us appreciate the great achievement that Allah has put on our daughter. We have got our health also. We have got, inshallah, beautiful mercies. The Rabi will take place. There will be programs in the mercy. We can answer to that. Let us not worry of our right meat and our samosa and birnia. If that is that we don't get, doesn't matter. But my du'as at the time of this time, those are important. That's generous. And one very important point also, let us be very concerned also a matter which almost across the board, really across the board, we are not concerned to be eating halal. Today we just take for granted that we eat halal. We don't inquire, and just one halal board anywhere, it means it's halal. Or halal certified. But eat it halal. Think for yourself, these chickens which are slaughtered. The slaughterer works 8 hours a day. And he has to slaughter, every slaughterer has to slaughter 40 chickens. And in a standing position, he's got a mask, he's slaughtering standing. And he has to read Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, for 40 chickens in a minute, in an hour, 2,400 times. He's got an 8 hour break, half an hour lunch break, half an hour for toilet, you are allowed another. 7 hours, he's slaughtering 16,800 chickens. Think for yourself, we sitting with a friend on comfortable, can I read 16,800 Bismillah Allah, Bismillah Allah, Bismillah Allah, Bismillah Allah, without moving my hand comfortably, lying on your bed, stretching your bed. Comfortably can you reach 16,800? And a person who reads that will be the biggest worthy of it. 16,800, Bismillah, Allah, may Allah, Allah is the greatest. Is it possible? And if you are not eating halal, today from the takeaways we don't want, we take away, where we take from, and we are eating all that. There's one bowl of haleem we have for our iftar. And if you eat it from halal, we are bartering all our ibadah, all our ibadah, for the 2 hours of namaz, 2 hours of karate, all that. So be very particular about the food which you. Don't worry of your samosa and your pie, that doesn't matter. We make sure we are eating. And don't take for granted somebody says it's halal. Make sure you are satisfied that it is halal.